the vertical or horizontal rock surfaces and are mainly associated with prehistoric people going back about 12,000 years. However, some tribal societies continued making them for much longer, often until contact was made with more advanced cultures in the 20th century. In terms of subject matter, petroglyphs usually consist of geometric designs, but animals and people also feature. As with cave paintings, we're not sure why they were put there, but they may represent some kind of not yet fully understood symbolic or ritual language. What we do know is that even now they have a deep cultural significance for the descendants of the people who made them. What is particularly interesting about petroglyphs is the similarity of designs across different continents. How could this be when the people who made them could not possibly have come into contact with one another? One theory suggests that the similarities are a result of the genetically inherited structure of the human brain. Many of the geometric patterns, known as form constants, which recur in petroglyphs, have been shown to be hardwired into the human brain. They frequently occur in visual disturbances and hallucinations. Geoglyphs are drawings or motifs on the ground and are made either by arranging stones, stone fragments, rocks and gravel, etc. on the surface to create positive geoglyphs, or by removing the top layer of ground to expose the rock beneath, creating a negative geoglyph. Size-wise, they're large, at least 4 meters across, and appear in various places around the world. The most famous are perhaps those in the Nazca Desert, a high arid plateau in Peru. These Nazca lines, as they are known, were created about 2,500 years ago and consist of hundreds of individual figures representing creatures like birds, spiders, monkeys and lizards. What is particularly interesting is that because of their size and position, these figures can only really be identified from the air. So, assuming the people who put them there couldn't fly, why make something that nobody could see? Track 7. Unit 4. As part of our series of talks on the history of visual art, I'd like to talk today about three forms of ancient art: cave paintings, petroglyphs, and geoglyphs. Now, when we talk about cave paintings, we are usually referring to paintings on cave walls or ceilings, but we can also include paintings on rocks and other surfaces outside. We can trace some of these paintings to the Upper Paleolithic era, which is around 40,000 years ago, and most of them have a similar theme, that is, wild animals such as bison, deer, bears, and lions. Humans, when they're shown, are almost always shown in a hunting context. Interestingly, human hands also feature, and abstract patterns are a recurring theme. A variety of materials were used to create these paintings, probably chosen for their vivid colours. Red and yellow ochre were the most common, but other painting materials included manganese oxide and hematite. Charcoal was the principal material used for the outlines. In most cases, the paintings were made directly on the flat rock surface, but occasionally a silhouette of the subject was cut into the rock first. Paintings made in this way are generally much better preserved than others. There has, of course, been much debate about why cave paintings were made. Were they simply put there for decoration, or did they serve a particular purpose? One theory suggests that images of animals were seen as possessing magic qualities, that painting them onto walls would increase the number of animals in the area and hence increase the food supply. I would dispute this, as while early humans would have wanted a ready supply of animals for food, this wouldn't explain why lions and bears are portrayed. There is, after all, no evidence that humans preyed on these animals. Quite the opposite, in fact. They would have done anything to avoid them. Perhaps one problem with working out why these paintings were made is that we're trying to understand the prehistoric mindset with a 21st century mind. The simple fact, unfortunately, is that we'll probably never know why they're there. Okay, on to petroglyphs. These are images cut or carved in